Are you looking to make a change?
Creating a life of your dreams for you and those you care for?
Staying on track to become the best that you can be?
Are you looking to make a mind shift?
I'm Shel Hamilton.
And I'm Josie Ong. We created the Mind Shift Meditations podcast with you in mind.
Join us as we take turns introducing you to guest teachers and experts who will lead you in eyes-closed processes, helping you feel better fast and be calm, clear now.
Welcome to the Mind Shift Meditations podcast. I'm Josie. And today we have the guest meditator from our first episode of the Mind Shift Meditations podcast coming back. Her name is Lane Kennedy. And last time she talked about going for our big ideas and really managing ourselves when fears or self-doubts or thinking, too much thinking creeps in. And a company that exists today because they went for their big ideas is Kind Snacks, and they are the sponsor for this episode. Have you ever tried a Kind bar? They're made in the United States with ingredients that you can recognize and pronounce. They're high quality, nutrient dense, with whole ingredients like whole nuts and whole grains. We have a special deal just for Mind Shift Meditation listeners. You can try 10 of them, 10 Kind snack bars for free. All you have to do is pay for shipping. And when you order your 10 bars, you'll also get to try Kind Snack Club, where you get monthly snacks at a discount and members only bonuses. It's great that Kind makes it so you don't have to choose between health and taste when it comes to snacking. That's why award-winning chefs and nutritionists love and recommend Kind bars, as do we. I just enjoyed the pineapple, banana, kale, and spinach bar yesterday. To pick up your free sample box, go to kindsnacks.com/MSM. That's kindsnacks.com/MSM. And we thank them for sponsoring this podcast. Now, as I mentioned earlier, Lane is the guest meditator for this episode. You can find out more about her on our website, but to give you an overview, she started modeling young and made more money than her parents. She ended up struggling with alcohol issues, went into sobriety, and later on developed skin issues. A lot of pain, discontentment, lack of fulfillment led her to becoming the person she is today. And part of who she is and what she does is she's a, as she calls it, badass biohacker. And if I could describe her, a couple words that definitely come to mind are Lane is fun, Lane is inspiring, and I hope she inspires you now in this episode.
Hi, I'm Lane Kennedy, and this is an inside job. How to get disconnected in a hyperconnected world. I'm so glad that you're with me. Welcome back. So in the previous episode, I shared a quote and talked about thinking too much, right? And when we think too much, usually nothing happens, right? Because we're thinking so much, which leads to nothing. And today I want to follow that theme. I'm going to just keep going with it for a moment. Everyone I talk to has really big ideas. I mean, we all have these great ideas. You know, some people, they want to start like a side business or hustle. Some people want to create a family, have a family. And that's a big idea. Moving to the other side of the world, that's a big idea. Writing a book. Some people, you know, just earning an extra $200 a week is a big idea. While others want to stand on a TED stage and present an idea worth sharing. Big ideas. People are full of ideas, and I'm sure you are too. But the issues that I see every day is that we get stuck in overwhelm, and then we get frustrated, and then nothing gets done. You see the theme here? I want to make sure that you get things done. So I'm going to go a little bit deeper. I want to get deeper into this idea. And so I'd like to start off today with an empowering question. Are you ready for it? Here's the question. Where are you spending unnecessary time in your life, and what can you change today to move you closer to your big ideas right now? That is your question. That's the empowering question of the day. So let's get ready to get into our session. So go ahead and find a comfortable place. Sit straight up on your sit bones and get comfortable. You can close your eyes, get centered, feel good. Go ahead and close your eyes. And let's get started. And remember, my voice is only a prompt to move you through our time together. So go ahead and let's just release your neck muscles and all the tension that's in your body. So go ahead and drop your head down like a rag doll. Taking an inhale. And then releasing back on the exhale. All the way back, releasing. Taking another inhale, coming straight back to center. And just exhaling gently, finding your place. Dropping your head, right ear to right shoulder. Releasing the scalene muscles. Letting go of the tension. Bring your neck back up to center and your head drops down to your left side. Releasing. Taking an inhale and coming straight back up to center and being totally present. Staying focused. Notice the air in the room. On this next inhale, fill up your lungs and go to the center of your mind right now. Pulling in air into your mind. Calming any voices within your mind. Slowing down all the thoughts. Taking an inhale and an exhale. Expanding your mind. On your next inhale, fill up your lungs and slide gently down to the center of your throat and stay right there. Take notice of how that feels. Right there, the middle of your throat, right by your thyroid. Think about when you swallow, inhale, and exhale, letting go of any tension. Feeling the air around your neck. Staying present with the empowering question. Where are you spending unnecessary time in your life? And what can you change today to move you closer to your big idea? Now, drop down into the center of your heart, expanding your heart. Inhaling and exhaling. Gently letting go. Notice the pulse of your heart, the beat of your heart. Finding the truth in your heart. Inhaling and exhaling. On your next breath, I want you to fill up your lungs and then drop down to the center of that low belly, into the microbiome, that place that knows everything, that intuitive place. Inhale and exhale.
letting go.
And now that you're down there, I want you to notice how it feels. Is it calm? Is it loud? Inhale. Exhale. Is it peaceful? That's the place that knows everything. Inhale. And exhale. And while you're down here, I want you to pick up that rock that's there. Right there in the distance, right in front of you. I want you to pick up that rock. And look what's underneath it. You spending your time on what's unnecessary, what's underneath that rock. Pay attention. Take an inhale and an exhale. Go ahead and put the rock down, knowing that that's the answer, that you can change one thing today to get closer to your big ideas. Take an inhale and come back up into your heart slowly, expanding, knowing. Inhale and exhale. Staying present on this next thought, this next breath. Keep it and come straight back up into your mind. Take an inhale and an exhale. On your next inhale, I want you just to say thank you for that answer and what you discovered underneath that rock. The answer to that empowering question. Take an inhale. And an exhale. Staying present and true. And with your eyes, go ahead and come up into yourself. Open up your eyes and smile. I hope you found an answer and gained some clarity on what you're spending unnecessary time on in your life, because I want you moving forward with your great ideas. You deserve those great ideas to come to fruition. I'm excited for you, and I want to say thank you for being with me today. In our next episode, if you're having troubles or struggling with great ideas, we're going to be talking about cultivating these ideas. So join me again. If you came up with something that was really exciting under your rock, reach out to me, say hi, and let me know what it was. I'd love to hear from you. Have a great moment. Until next time, take care.
Thank you so much, Lane, for leading us in that beautiful guided imagery journey. The thing that I found that was holding me back is stuff, specifically stuff dealing with my closet and my clothing, and the fact that every time I go to get dressed, I have to dig through piles of stuff and things fall out, and it's incredibly frustrating. What did you find? write Lane and let her know what you found. And join us in Lane's next episode coming up on cultivating your big idea. If you would like to dive deeper into Lane's work, Mindshift Meditation podcast listeners get 50% off her monthly or yearly membership programs. And you can also get 300 off her Hormone Master program. To find out more about both of these offers and to get the direct links to those programs, visit mindshiftmeditations.com/EP003. That's mindshiftmeditations.com/EP for episode 003. Support for this episode of the Mindshift Meditations podcast comes from Kind, makers of healthy and delicious snacks. To try 10 Kind bars for free, just pay shipping, go to kindsnacks.com/MSM. That's kindsnacks.com/MSM. See site for details. If you haven't done so already, please consider subscribing to this podcast in iTunes and have a wonderful week.
This has been a Calm Clear Now Network production. I'm Josie Ong.
And I'm Shel Hamilton. For more info on anything you heard here today, head on over to mindshiftmeditations.com.
Thanks for listening, and please join us for our next episode.